Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, your team coming in to this weekend 2-0, off to a great start. But you know, Clarkson's going to be a little tougher than Lindenwood. How did you prepare for this weekend?
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Yeah, no question. Clarkson presents a real formidable challenge for us. They're an outstanding program, a lot of history of success. And I mentioned on Tuesday, Matt just does a really good job. They just always seem to bring in some really talented players. So, but we had a good week. You know, we knew it was going to be a bit of a shorter week in terms of the number of days we had, just because of the travel day on Thursday. We knew we weren't going to get any ice on Thursday, so. We had three good work days, and we had a nice skate this morning, so I think the group's ready.
Well, your team is very familiar with this Clarkson team. Last year, you took them to a 1-1 tie in overtime and then ended up beating them 2-1. You think they're going to be a little angry coming into this weekend?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I know they've both programs have had a lot of fun with their TikTok accounts going back and forth, but... you know, I'm sure the players that were there last year remember it, and I'm sure they'd like a little revenge. But again, it's a new team, and we're certainly a different team. And I think last year certainly gives our group the confidence, knowing that you know, we could certainly play against a team like this. And like I told them, the big challenge is coming on the road, coming into a real you know, a tough building, and going out and competing and playing our game.
It's been a long journey to get here. Obviously, your team was able to get some sleep last night. How did practice go this morning?
It was good, yeah. The best thing I liked about it was the energy they had. They were out having fun. We certainly weren't out there very long, but you know, the big thing was just getting their legs moving and getting a puck on their stick, and the goalie's hand on the puck, and getting a feel for the layout of the rink. So, but yeah, it was good. I really liked it. It was a good sharp practice.
WCHA Rookie of the Week was Rayleigh Carney. She had two power play goals last weekend. Led your team to 3-for-5 on that power play. Claire Vekic with the other power play goal. But talk about her play overall.
Yeah, really, really happy for Rayleigh that she was recognized by the league as being the Rookie of the Week. She's been outstanding right from day one. She came in and she had a tremendous testing in her training camp. She did all of the testing. She was one of our top point getters when you added everything up. And once we hit the ice, boy, she's just been going. She's got really good speed. She can shoot the puck, makes plays. And a little bit of an unknown, she had an injury, you know, towards the end of her junior year that kept her out for quite a bit. And so it was just kind of interesting to see how this transition was going to be. But, boy, she's been outstanding. So, you know, obviously got off to a great start to her career.
I know we talked about it this week at Media Day, relentless. It's the one word that comes to mind watching your team last weekend. It's great to see that energy and everything. Talk about that line of Nelson, Smith, and Forsberg. They looked like they were just clicking last weekend.
Yeah, great word to describe that line. And they're all really fast. They're all tenacious. And that's the way they need to play. If they're playing like that, then good things are going to happen for the Beavs. And it's getting pucks deep. And then just being relentless on the forecheck, because once they turn teams over, they can make things happen. I think Taylor's just playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. You know, Gabby obviously made that play in the overtime to set her up, and she's, you know, already picked up 3 points. Callie got her first career goal. So just the confidence that they're playing with, it's fun to see, and certainly going to be really important for us this weekend if they continue to play that way.
Year 10 freshmen from a year ago, all back this year. They're now sophomores. How much growth have you seen just from last year to this year in the few games that you've watched them play?
Yeah, just a tremendous amount. Again, just the confidence. Just, you know, coming back your second year, everything's always going to be a little easier. You know what to expect. And they all played an awful lot last year. They all got, you know, the baptism by fire, if you want to call it that. You know, playing in our league can be very, very humbling. And so they went through some difficult times and had some real – had some lessons taught to them by some really quality teams, but all that experience has helped them come into this year. So you can just see the way they play. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and you know, you look at what Adriana Vandalese did last weekend. She picked up 4 assists and just playing with, again, a lot of, I use the word confidence. They just, all of them seem to just be playing with a lot of confidence, and again, we need them. It's a big group, but they're going to be a key to our success this year.
goaltending is definitely a piece to the puzzle that you need to be solid. They have to be sharp. Last weekend, you could see a little bit of jitters, but how do you think your two goaltenders that you've seen so far are going to handle this weekend?
Yeah, no, I thought Hannah played pretty well. Obviously, she had a little busier of the nights. I thought Abby, after a bit of a challenging second period, really settled down. And you know, like I told her, she made all the saves she had to and looked confident in the third period. So, but you know, Hannah's going tonight. That's as far as we've gone as far as what we're deciding to do. Hannah had a lot of you know, was a big part of the tie and the win last year against Clarkson. So she's seen this team and. Yeah, we know how talented she can be.
Got a couple players that didn't get to travel this weekend, Annika and
Genevieve.
Reasons or just decision that you couldn't take everybody?
Yeah, we just couldn't take anybody on this trip. We took 23 players, and as I said, it's probably the hardest part of our job is making those decisions, because those two certainly have earned the opportunity to continue playing. I mean, Gino scored in her first game last weekend, and I thought Ani played real well. But we do have a couple of our defensemen are a little dinged up, so we felt it was important to bring all eight defense in the event we had to make a change. But those two will certainly be back in the lineup in the future.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win here tonight?
Well, I think we have to have a good start. But one of the things I think was going to be really important is our puck management. We just cannot turn the puck over to this team. Coming out of our zone, through the neutral zone, entering the offensive zone, we've got to do a real good job of managing the puck. And I think back pressure is going to be really important. One of the strengths of their team is their defense. If you look at the points on the roster after eight, you know, eight's sitting on 99 career points. But you look at, you know, some of their top point getters are on their blue line, like, you know, Gosling and Wynn and Markowski are all very, very talented players. So we're going to need to do a good job trying to get the puck off their stick as quick as we can and really be aware of when they're in the offensive zone.
Coach, good luck tonight. Go get a win.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.